I'm not saying they don't have discipline. I'm not even saying they don't love Jesus, but they don't know him. I'm not saying that they're ignorant. I'm just saying they don't have revelation. And neither did we until God gave it to us. But here's the deal. I can't believe it my way and get revelation. I got to believe it his way. And when I, this is what my grandma believed. Well, God bless your grandma. I hope that this is what my grandparents believed. I want to see him again. I hope my great-grandpa preached this. I'm sure he did, but he died the year I was born. So I don't know. But I think so. I can go through my grandpa Bray's notes and read the same stuff. And preach. I could preach off them. Maybe I should have someone decipher them so I can. I don't ever have to study again. That wouldn't be good, would it? No, all I know is this. It don't matter what your grandma believed. It don't matter what your daddy believed. It don't matter what your mama believed. It matters what God says. And that is all that matters. See, here's the deal. They asked him. He gave an answer. They didn't like his answer. They went to his parents. His parents said, he's of age. Ask him. So that's where we pick up our text. So again, they went to the one that was blind. You're more mad about who than what? I heard this one time. They got mad that the guy at the pool got healed on the Sabbath. And the fact he got healed. What is your priority? Are you here to win an argument or get right with God? He said, look, I don't have all the answers to your questions, but I know this. I see things like I never did before. I understand things. I got perception. I got discernment. When they say, oh, it don't take all that, it may not. But this one thing I know. I'm not going back. Come on, lift your hands and give God glory in the house. Come on, God's got us in the palm of his hand. Only thing I know is I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm on my way to heaven. Come on, clap your hands all over the house and give God praise. Come on, this will help you witness. This will help you do Bible studies. This will help you reach your city and your coworkers and your neighbors. You don't have to have all the answers. Praise God. If someone tells you they have all the answers, run. Because they're probably not true. If your coworkers ask you all these questions that have nothing to do with salvation, say, look, we'll figure that out together. Let's read the Bible together. This is the best. I never heard this before, but this is a good thing. He said, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What was that called? Disobedience. That was disobedience. If they had been disobedient before they ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God would have kicked them out. So obviously they were following the commandment. Well, duh. That means they were having babies before the fall. That means because he said childbirth, your pain's going to increase. That means there must have been some sort of threshold of pain in the beginning. There's things people want to read over and just blow over. I don't have, that's not deep stuff. That's just reading the word. But if I didn't know that answer, this is my answer, has always been this. It's the Reader's Digest condensed version of what God told Moses. He didn't write it all out. That's what the other books are for. That's what Jesus said. You have Moses and the prophets. They wrote of me. That's the answer. Praise God. And I like what Brother Booker does. Brother Booker takes them to Matthew 28:19. The name. The name of. Anybody ever heard it read like that, the way I did it tonight, you wouldn't know if it was anything else, the name of, same commandment. That's what they were doing, the name of. But what Jesus explained to them was, this is the name of the Father.
Yes. Yes.
This is the name of the Son.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the name of the Holy Ghost. I know I told you I was done, but can we just say this? That which was in her was conceived by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is the Father.
Yes. Right.
Nobody questions that. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. Nobody questions that. But don't forget what John said in John chapter 1, that all things are made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, talking about Jesus. That means Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son, and Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Oh, church, we got something to shout about tonight. We got something to rejoice in. This is why we run the aisles. This is why we worship God, because we know who Jesus is. Amen, amen, amen. So thankful for what God is doing. So excited about the next phase, the move, the name change, the new beginnings. We're not waiting to get in there to have revival. We're having revival now. Invite folks right now. Witness right now. Do Bible studies right now. Invite folks to the house of God right now. And watch what God does in the next few months. One more time, clap your hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. I forgot to dismiss us into meet and greet time, so before you leave tonight, make sure you shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.